Welcome to another episode of Fair Shake on a beautiful Saturday. Appreciate you being with us. I am Brian Emmons, got Old School Mook and producer Chip here. How are you guys?
Doing great. It's going to be a good show. We're going to talk some 85 today, so you know I'm excited.
Chip loves 1985, as do I. Old School Mook, what do you know, my man?
Not too much. Glad to be back with you guys.
Yeah, for sure. We had just got up early to record an episode of the Old School Red Hill podcast, the podcast we do about our old high school. So Gary just stuck around here, and we got a big show for you after this segment. You know, there's the rash of Achilles injuries in the NBA. Of course, Kevin Durant had it happen in the prime of his career a few years ago. This year we saw during the playoffs, Damian Lillard went down, Jason Tatum went down, and then of course the most famous one now, probably of them all, and definitely to us, when Tyrese Haliburton went down in the NBA Finals. But we're going to talk to Dr. Charles Sazovsky. He's with Orthopedic Associates, and he's going to let us know his thoughts on why it's happening, and then talk about what Tyrese has ahead of him with his rehab, and I know it'll be a long, long time. And, you know, I guess we'll find out from Dr. Sazovsky if there's a chance he could come back maybe for the playoffs next year, but decent chance he's out for the whole campaign next year. And then we got a panel of 8-year-olds, and they're going to answer guys some questions about just kind of the way they see the world, what they think things cost, and things like that. So we'll talk to them. And then, as Chip mentioned in segment 4, we're going to go back like we do every month, and we're going to look at that month in 1985 with what we think is the best year in pop culture, music, movies. It was a fantastic year, and June is no different. Lots and lots of things going on. But first, let's talk to you guys. It's summertime. We don't typically take a lot of summer trips because, you know, we've got golf and we got our pool, and we only have so many weeks that you can spend time. So we like to have people over during the summer a lot. So not a lot of travel. What about you guys? Chip, do you have any summer travel plans?
Not a lot of travel. My youngest is busy with summer basketball, summer softball. She's in a musical, so we got that going. That takes most of her summer, and then it's almost time for school to start, so we'll pretty much be around here. We are going to go. I mean, it's a little short weekend thing. We're going to go watch the Fever play next Saturday, a week from today. But unfortunately, Caitlin is now day-to-day with a groin injury, so that was kind of a gut punch today. I think it was Thursday I heard that news, and so they say it's day to day, so I'm holding out hope, but yeah, we'll have a good time anyway, but it'll be kind of a bummer if she's not playing.
Back for a couple games and then out Thursday night, so yeah, hopefully she'll, you know, that would, I mean, you get to go still see the WNBA, but that'd be a lot better if Caitlin, let's not lie, it would be better if Caitlin's
in
lineup. Mook, you and I have a kind of a mini trip coming up here in just a couple of weeks. We're making our annual pilgrimage up to Deer Creek to watch the Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah, we talked about it last year. I think we had a segment about Dave Matthews Band, especially at Deer Creek last year, so for those that listen, I'm a pretty big fan of the Dave Matthews Band, and so always good to go back to Deer Creek. That's one of their favorite venues to play, and it's awesome. If you've never been there, it's worth doing it. It's changed a lot over the years, but still, it's a great venue to see a concert with your friends. Hanging out up in the lawn is what we like to do. I've got a little more freedom up there, but yeah, going to go camp in an RV for the second year in a row, and just enjoy the whole day and taking the concert that night.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun. I listen to Dave Matthews throughout the year, but I definitely, it's heavier on my rotation this time of year as we gear up for the annual conference. Not a lot else going on. Gary and I are playing golf later today. Here, actually, our tee time's here in just a little while, and I know, speaking for myself, I had my first, let's just say, mediocre day last week. I've been struggling, and so hopefully every week I say I'm going to practice. Haven't done it yet. You get any balls this week?
No, not a one.
I haven't either.
It's hot.
Yeah, it has been hot. We'll do that. Chip, I wanted to ask you something, and maybe you've noticed this or whether you haven't. You know, I've talked about on my podcast a lot of times, it's so irritating, especially with me doing sports, when you go on a school's sports website, on their school district's website, and half the information is missing or it's 2 years old. Yeah. Drives me crazy. I've noticed another thing, and I've never really brought it up to anybody, but why do television stations, and I'm talking about whether it's WTWO in Terre Haute or Gary, Channel 14, WFIE in Evansville, yeah, seems like everyone, why do they cheapen themselves when you scroll down? You've got all your news stories and all that. Then you go down to the bottom, and it's all that clickbait, silly.
Horrible ads, yes.
Does that cheapen the website in your eyes for that station?
Oh, 100%.
Okay. Maybe I'm not alone then.
And some of the ads I get are just, not things that I'm even interested in clicking on. I don't even want to see some of this stuff.
So. Yeah. It's almost like spam calls. You're like, how does this ever work? Or why does anyone ever click on that? But obviously people do, or it wouldn't be still an advertising thing, I guess.
Yeah. I just don't understand why, you know, you're putting out the news. You're wanting to be taken seriously as your area's leader in local news, but then you scroll down and, you know, you're talking about the nine ways Midwestern people waste money, and you click on it, and mm-hmm. it's some stupid advertisement. I don't get it. Podcast recommendations. I always have some good ones that I kind of start listening to. They come in and out of my life. I've got two whoppers this week because I've never been in the podcast bro line for whatever reason. Not that I had anything against them. I just never listened to them much. I started listening to Theo Von this week, and I just laugh. Really makes me. But he had two, one Republican, one Democrat, in Ro Khanna and Thomas Massey in back-to-back episodes. And whether you agree with all of their policies or not, I would give those a listen. Those are two sensible men that have the ability to work across the aisle with each other. It was really actually refreshing. Yeah. And then Joe Rogan had on Bernie Sanders, who, you know, say what you want about Bernie Sanders, and he may go a little too far to the left for some people. I get it. You know, I'm not gonna fault anybody for what they think. But he's got a lot of really, really sensible, good ideas about the way that government is run and things that need finance reform and things that need cleaned up. Anyway, that's my podcast recommendations for this week. Just some good listens, and it really points out some things on the way bills are introduced and the stuff, you know, the pork that they throw in these things. And so you wonder, why did my guy vote for that but you know, they throw stuff in there and you almost have to.
I think frustrating part too, they introduce these very late at night and they have to vote on them in a couple hours and it's a 900 page. Yeah. It's a broken system.
Exactly. And not only that, you know, Bernie talked about, you know, how our healthcare is so broken. There's just so many things that we're too smart to be doing things like this, you know? Yeah. But anyway, I'm not going to go down the political rabbit hole, but you can listen to those. But anyway, really popular podcast that I just have never listened to much, and it's just some good stuff. Okay, well, let's get going. We'll take a break here, and then we'll come back with Dr. Charles Sisofsky to talk about Achilles injuries and what is going on right after this on Fair Shake.
Sometimes I really think I'm going crazy in the night when I hide down in the covers. Nothing's gonna get to me, but then again it might. What can I do to keep from going crazy in the night?
Sharp Trailers in Elnora is stocked with a wide range of products coming in nearly every day. The lot is filling up, the parts showroom is full, and the shop is hustling. If you need a new trailer, parts, or service on your trailer, now's the time to call at 812-692-5288. Sharp Trailers has livestock, dump, utility, tilt, flatbed, and tons of cargo trailers in stock. Visit sharptrailers.com for more information.
Headed out for that summer road trip? Make sure your car is road ready for the miles ahead. Stop by Rhodes Automotive for a complete pre-trip inspection. They will check your air conditioning, tires, and more to keep you cool and safe. Need new tires or front end alignment? They do that too. Don't let car trouble ruin your vacation. Rhodes Automotive, where your journey begins with confidence. Call or stop by Rhodes Automotive today, 2210 East National Highway, or call 812-642-5020.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, next to Graber Post.
Weather brought to you by S&S Pools in Washington.
Hi, it's Carol from S&S Pools. Summertime is here and we are ready to book your summer install. Call us today for a free estimate. S&S Pools, 254-5006.
Here's your forecast from the Blesch Brothers Equipment Weather Center. Into the weekend we go. We have scattered showers possible today. Partly sunny skies otherwise. Highs will be in the upper 80s. Scattered showers, thunderstorms again possible tonight. Only a 30% chance. Overnight lows at 72. Now for your Sunday, looks like maybe a better chance of the rain and thunderstorms tomorrow. Partly sunny. Highs at near 90. And Monday, a chance for rain and thunderstorms. Again, better chance Monday. High temperatures to start the week at 87.
Weather brought to you by Flea Market Frenzy in Washington. Flea Market Frenzy, 900 West National Highway, is now open Monday 11 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday 11 to 7, and Sunday 11 to 4. This 20,000 square foot vendor mall has antiques, collectibles, furniture, and much more. Flea Market Frenzy, where one man's junk is another man's treasure.
If you remember when MTV played videos,
I want my MTV!
Video, get on the radio, star.
We get you. Memories 107.9.
Dr. Charles Sisofsky is a fellowship-trained foot and ankle surgeon who is board-qualified in foot, rear foot, and reconstructive ankle surgery and is part of the team at Orthopedic Associates in Newburgh and Evansville. Dr. Sisofsky, thank you so much for being on Fair Shake.
Thanks for having me, Brian. I appreciate it.
I want to get your thoughts on why these Achilles are happening to players in their prime. This used to always feel like an old man injury, and now we're talking, you know, Jason Tatum, Tyrese Haliburton. These are guys in the prime of their careers. Do you have a theory on what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I have a few different theories, and I guess I should give it just a full disclosure. I've never treated a professional athlete. You know, I like you had just alluded to, it's more of a weekend warrior type of, you know, old man, if you will, type of an injury. So those are kind of the patients I see. But yeah, you're right. You know, with the Kevin Durant and Kobe Bryant and, you know, Tyrese Haliburton, you know, I think there's a few different things that I've seen that I've kind of looked into since I've been seeing all these injuries. I think the first one that comes to mind is overuse. You know, again, Kobe in 2013, Kevin Durant in 2019, you know, Tyrese, you know, now 5 years in, I think Kobe was probably 17 years in, give or take, and, you know, KD was about 12 years in. So, yeah. You know, I don't think it's necessarily the games, the NBA games that they play, but I think it's the culmination of all of the games that they played their entire career. You know, whether that's school ball, it's AAU ball, it's recreational ball, and then now you add, you know, high-level NBA games, and I think it's just a good recipe for potential Achilles injuries. Now, you know, the commonality with all these, again, I think is just how many games they played, and then add to that, I think rehab is probably the biggest reason to me. You know, as these high level athletes, you know, whether you're an NBA player, an NFL player, college, even myself, I think everyone focuses more on just being bigger, faster, stronger. I don't think a lot of athletes focus on kind of the recovery aspect of that, and I think that's probably a big reason for that. I mean, me, myself, I did CrossFit for a number of years, 10 years, and I dealt with more injuries than I care to admit. So, and I never worried about the rehab portion of that. And I think the last thing that I think is part of it, and it could be pretty controversial, is the popularity of the three-pointer. I think since the 60s, since it was instilled, I think the three-pointer has caused players to be more agile in trying to cut and run and sprint and jab. I mean, you see Steph Curry running, you know, sideline to sideline, trying to get open, you know, in and out of screens. I mean, you pair that with these players being bigger, faster, stronger than they were in the past. I think it's a recipe for Achilles injuries.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people have theories, you know, whether it's they should go back to 70 games, maybe make the first rounds of the playoffs only five because, you know, I mean, the Pacers and the Thunder, they were a full 2 months into playoff basketball. And you know, if you're a casual fan, even then I'm sure that you see that it's a different game come playoffs. You know, it's more strenuous and things like that. So, you know, everybody's got their theories. I don't really know. But without getting too technical, what exactly happened to Tyrese Haliburton? And did it stem, or have you seen in your in the injuries that you've seen, does it stem from those calf injuries like Haliburton had?
Yeah, so I think the quote-unquote calf strain or calf injury that he was dealing with was a component of it. There's a term that we use in orthopedics called equinus, and that is just a technical term for having too tight of a calf or too tight of an Achilles. Mm. So I think that kind of goes hand in hand with the whole rehab portion of part of my theory of why these happen so much. So what actually happens, and again, not to get too technical, there's an area in the Achilles that's the weakest point of the Achilles called a watershed zone, and that's where the blood supply is the poorest. So which again, it was why it's the weakest, and it's the most common area where we see Achilles injuries. It's about 4 to 6 centimeters just above where it attaches to the back of the heel bone there. But yeah, I do think that there is a portion or some I do think the tightness of that calf probably had some bearing behind it, but I don't think it was the complete reason why he had the injury itself.
I'm going to guess that with as quickly as he had surgery, what I think 2 days after the injury, that has to help his recovery time. But what kind of rehab does he have in front of him?
Yeah, that absolutely does help. I mean, I think the quicker you fix it, the quicker you get him back to moving. I try to get my patients, again, my weekend warrior patients, back walking as soon as I can. But for him, for a high level athlete like him, he definitely needs to have it fixed sooner so he can get back to rehab sooner. So I think, you know, in his case, he's probably looking at close to 9 months to a year before he's really kind of back on the court and doing what he does. So it's a lot for me, expectations with these patients or with patients in general, but especially high-level athletes. I think he needs to know that he may never get back to his pre-injury level. That needs to be said right up front. He might get back there, and especially with the type of rehab he's probably going to be involved in around the clock, every single day, probably, I'd imagine, for 12, 15 hours a day, he's going to be rehabbing this so he can get back to where he was.
If, let's just say that he pulls an Aaron Rodgers and says, I can come back at the end of the season next year, say they're in a playoff run, would you have, as a doctor, feel comfortable, even if it looked like he's ready to go, to put him out there with really not much ramp up and go right into playoff basketball?
No, I don't think that's a good idea. Yeah. I mean, especially with where he's at in his career, I think he's only, 5 years in. So he's got a whole career ahead of him. He's essentially got 15, 20 years left to play. So I don't think it's really worth it. You know, he's likely going to be in the hunt for other playoff runs in his future. So because it's his first major injury, I would say no to that.
What do you suggest for young athletes, and especially the ones, because what you referenced in playing, you know, almost year round, and I know there's players that do play, you know, they go right from their season into AAU, and should they wear ankle braces to protect this kind of thing, or is it just something that it's either going to happen or it's not?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think ankle braces are going to have much of a bearing on helping alleviate these or prevent these injuries, I should say. Again, I think it goes back to what I said earlier about rehabbing. I think it's very, very important that young kids do the proper rehab pre, during, and postseason to help just kind of keep the body just healthy. And I think it's also important for kids to play multiple sports. If you play basketball year round, you're overworking that same tendon or that same muscle, or you know. So I think a good example is Greg Maddux. He was a multi-sport athlete growing up as a kid. He played 20 plus years in the MLB, rarely injured. He rehabbed. He only pitched when he needed to. So I think it's extremely important to be a multi-sport athlete. And one podcast that I do listen to, I don't have any affiliation with them at all. I just started listening to it probably in the last few months. It's called The Peer Athlete. Mm-hmm. I think it would be super important for kids and parents to both listen to, because it's very helpful and very informative.
All right. Sounds good. Dr. Charles Sosofsky, again, he's down at Orthopedic Associates. First, let us know what's going on down there, and then I want to talk to you about, I know you're a Detroit fan, Aiden Hutchinson back at full strength. You got to feel good about the Lions.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge Aiden Hutchinson fan, and I'm probably going to make a lot of your listeners mad, but I'm a huge Michigan fan, and Aiden Hutchinson was one of my favorite players to watch recently. I love Aiden Hutchinson, and I'm glad he's back for the Lions for their sake. I'm down in Southern Indiana, Orthopedic Associates. I am the current director of the first and only advanced foot and ankle surgical fellowship down here in Southern Indiana. And we have our first fellow starting in August of this year. And we just hired our second, including myself, foot and ankle surgeon. His name is Anson Chu. He's a fellowship trained foot and ankle surgeon coming from Virginia. A lot of changes happening here in Southern Indiana. I'm excited to, get this fellowship moving along and getting ready to continue treating the folks here in Southern Indiana and in the surrounding regions.
Well, I can get behind you on the Lions. I'm a Colts fan, but I really like the Lions. A lot of my coworkers live in Detroit, so I follow them pretty closely. But now the Michigan stuff, not so much. We're gonna continue to root for IU.
I figured as much. Hey, my wife and her family are all Notre Dame fans, so it's a house divided here.
Oh, wow. Well, Dr. Charles Sosofsky, thank you so much for being part of the show, and hopefully we won't have to do this these kind of interviews. We can talk about some fun stuff next time you're on the show, but thanks so much for sharing your expertise and kind of clearing this up of exactly what's going on, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Sounds great, Brian. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Go Blue.
Watch it now. After these words from our fine sponsors, we're going to bring our panel of 8-year-olds in, and we'll see how they look at the world through those lenses. We'll be right back on Fair Shake.
It was so successful, they're carrying it over again for one more month. A fantastic offer at Bobcat of Davies County, Highway 50, just east of I-69 in Washington. Purchase a compact tractor and receive a free set of pallet forks. Or choose a new lawnmower from the amazing inventory and get a free pair of Oakley sunglasses. This offer is now extended through the end of June. Don't miss out on some amazing deals and rebates and free pallet forks and Oakley sunglasses at Bobcat of Davies County in Washington. Bobcat, that's one tough animal.
At RTC, we don't believe in good luck and goodbye. That's why we created Home Connect Assurance, a program just for RTC customers, where one of our local techs comes to your home, sets up your streaming, and stays until you feel completely comfortable. And if you're with another provider, ask yourself, would they do that? Because helping people until they're confident, that's not just good service. That's RTC. Local, trusted, and here for you.
Weather brought to you by Troy Stahl at Fort Knox Investment Management.
When it comes to your financial future, who's piloting your ship? Work with a name you know and trust. Call the investment professionals at 812-254-3375. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
Here's your forecast from the Blesch Brothers Equipment Weather Center. Into the weekend we go. We have scattered showers possible today, partly sunny skies otherwise. Highs will be in the upper 80s. Scattered showers, thunderstorms again possible tonight. Only a 30% chance. Overnight lows at 72. Now for your Sunday, looks like maybe a better chance of the rain and thunderstorms tomorrow. Partly sunny, highs at near 90. And Monday, a chance for rain and thunderstorms. Again, better chance Monday. High temperatures to start the week at 87.
Memories 107.9. Our six-disc Pioneer Changer just picked disc 3. This is a good one.
Shake. We've got some fabulous 8-year-olds in here, and we're going to ask them some questions and see how they view things through the lenses of an incoming second grader. How much you think a gallon of milk costs?
$4.89.
Like $5.
What about a gallon of gas?
Like $1.
About $10 to $15.
Who do you think is the most famous person in the world?
The president.
The president? Do you know who the president is?
Yeah.
Who?
Trump.
Donald Trump. Okay. Do you know who the president is?
Trump.
What do you think the president does?
He designed buildings, and he pays people for working. Like, my mom works at Crane, and she gets paid by him.
Who's Taylor Swift dating right now?
Travis Kelce.
You know that one. Okay, good job. I want you to listen to this song and tell me what you think of it.
I think of it very old.
Old song?
Yes, okay. A very big old song.
Okay, you like it? Like, could you listen to this?
No.
You like it. It's about baseball.
Oh.
At least the first part of it is. What do you think is something that kids understand better than adults?
That sometimes you have to have a little bit of fun.
What's something that your parents do that you think you'll be good at when you get older?
Baseball.
You think you think you'll be good at baseball?
I can already hit a home run.
No. Can you really? What's your favorite sport to go watch in person, like around here?
Probably my sister's golf matches.
Okay. Who's the best golfer you know?
My brother.
You really? Your brother? Okay. How much you think your mom and dad pay for Wi-Fi per month?
Per month. Probably about $100 to $200.
Okay. That seems fair. If you go get a chicken nugget Happy Meal, what do you think that costs?
$10.
Right. Okay. Where would you like to go someday on vacation?
Turks and Caicos again.
Really? You've been there.
That was so much fun.
What's the best thing about Turks and Caicos?
You can go free conch shell hunting.
Really? Wow. Have you ever had a conch fritter?
We ate them.
Yeah, they're good, aren't they?
They're okay.
All right. Nice. Do you think Dwayne's jokes are funny in the morning?
Oh, he could make them better.
He could make them better? What would you suggest that he does?
Maybe get a new joke book.
Okay. Who's the coolest adult that you know?
My papa, he gets us really good gifts. Oh, okay. And, he brings us sugar cookies and stuff.
What makes your mom or dad yell at the TV?
Oh, for my dad, the NBA.
What? Why does he yell at the TV for the NBA?
Mad about, like, shots or something that somebody does.
Okay. Do you watch sports? And if you do, what's your favorite sport to watch?
I don't watch sports that often, but whenever I do watch sports, it's usually like basketball or golf.
Tell me what you think about this singer.
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games. We got everything you want. He's very energetic.
What's something that's gone viral?
Probably the Grow Garden.
Okay.
On Roblox. It's reached over 21 million players.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and half of them was Canada.
Oh, my. What does going viral mean?
Like, whenever you post a video and you get, like, a lot of likes and views.
What sport you like watching best on TV?
Baseball.
Who's your favorite player?
Aaron Judge.
And are the Yankees your favorite team?
Yeah. Yes.
Cool. What do you think your mom and dad pay for Wi-Fi?
Wait, like, how much money?
Per month, yeah.
Oh, like, 1,000 something.
Okay. What's your favorite restaurant to go to?
Oh, that's a hard one. I'm going to have to say Tokyo.
What do you get there?
I usually get steak with yum yum sauce and sushi.
Whoa, that's high dollar taste. Do you know any old songs that your parents listen to?
Last night we were playing the song in the car, Daydream Believer.
Do you know who sings Daydream Believer?
I think I saw like a monkey name or something. I don't know.
What, if you had to make supper for your family, what would you cook tonight?
The only thing I know how to make is waffles, so probably just waffles.
Okay, that sounds good to me. What's something your mom does that you'd like to do when you get older?
Traveling the world, going to talk to her employees.
Okay. What's something your dad yells at the TV about?
Golf, basketball, and baseball.
Really? What's he yell? Like
he goes, come on! He gets let's up. Go!
All right. Okay. If adults can't agree on something, what should they do?
Either move along or just talk about it.
So what's something that your parents or grown-ups do that you will never do?
Smoke.
Okay, that's awesome.
And vape.
If you had to cook dinner tonight for the family, what would you cook?
Spaghetti.
What's something that adults do that you think you'll be really good at?
Paying the bills.
Have you ever heard of any of these bands? Van Halen, Motley Crue, or Pearl Jam?
I feel like I've heard of Pearl Jam.
Have you ever heard of any of these bands? Poison, Led Zeppelin, or Smashing Pumpkins?
No clue.
Do you know the difference between a Democrat and a Republican?
Like, something about the president?
Okay. Do you know what Congress does? No?
I've never heard of that in my life.
Okay, that's fine. A lot of us aren't sure what they do.
No.
What's your favorite restaurant around here to go eat at?
Red Bones.
What shows do your parents watch on television?
Well, my mom watches Matlock.
Well, there you go. If you want honest answers on a question, ask an 8-year-old. We're going to bring that segment back maybe a few times every year, just kind of check in and see how things are really being perceived. We'll be right back on Fair Shake. Going to talk June of 1985 right after this.
And I just can't wait till the day when you knock on my door.
Headed out for that summer road trip? Make sure your car is road ready for the miles ahead. Stop by Rhodes Automotive for a complete pre-trip inspection. They will check your air conditioning, tires, and more to keep you cool and safe. Need new tires or front end alignment? They do that too. Don't let car trouble ruin your vacation. Rhodes Automotive, where your journey begins with confidence. Call or stop by Rhodes Automotive today, 2210 East National Highway, or call 812-642-5020.
Sharp Trailers in Elnora is stocked with a wide range of products coming in nearly every day. The lot is filling up, the parts showroom is full, and the shop is hustling. If you need a new trailer, parts, or service on your trailer, now's the time to call at 812-692-5288. Sharp Trailers has livestock, dump, utility, tilt, flatbed, and tons of cargo trailers in stock. Visit sharptrailers.com for more information.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, next to Graber Post.
Weather brought to you by A.D. Riddle Excavating of Washington, providing residential excavation services to Davies and surrounding counties. 22 years experience, licensed and insured, and offering free estimates. A.D. Riddle Excavating. We dig what you're building.
Here's your forecast from the Blesch Brothers Equipment Weather Center. Into the weekend we go. We have scattered showers possible today. Partly sunny skies otherwise. Highs will be in the upper 80s. Scattered showers, thunderstorms again possible tonight. Only a 30% chance. Overnight lows at 72. Now for your Sunday, looks like maybe a better chance of the rain and thunderstorms tomorrow. Partly sunny. Highs at near 90. And Monday, a chance for rain and thunderstorms. Again, better chance Monday. High temperatures to start the week at 87.
At Memories 107.9, our highly trained staff of professional broadcasters have had a cup of coffee and read the comics. You're in for a real special show. The Morning Shakeup is on.
Welcome back to Fair Shake. You know, we've talked many times about how producer Chip and I think that 1985 was the best year ever in music and pop culture, and we're covering the months of that year each and every month here on Fair Shake and building up to a big end of the year celebration. So now let's talk about June 1985. School was out, the sun was up, and the summer was stretching its legs. It was a month of blockbuster music, historic headlines, rising sports legends, and neighborhoods lit by lightning bugs and transistor radios. Let's start with the soundtrack. Tears for Fears had the number one song the weeks of June 8th through June 15th with Everybody Wants to Rule the World, a song that felt like both a warning and a warm breeze. Bryan Adams took over the charts later in the month with Heaven, a slow dance anthem tailor-made for roller rinks and late-night dedications. Meanwhile, Prince released Raspberry Beret, bringing his colorful paisley pop world back to the top of the charts. And in case you were wondering what the kids were watching on MTV, A-ha's Take On Me was everywhere, with a pencil sketch video that felt like a cartoon dreamscape. And at the movies, one word, Goonies. It hit theaters on June 7th and immediately cemented itself as a summer classic. Pirate treasure, secret caves, and a gang of misfit kids from Astoria, Oregon, who made being weird feel like winning.
Hey, you guys!
Sloth, you're gonna live with me now.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm gonna take care of you. Because I love you.
I love you, Chuck.
Oh, I love you, Sloth.
It was an adventure, heart, humor, everything a summer flick should be. In real-world headlines, the month was far less playful. On June 14th, TWA Flight 847 was hijacked after takeoff from Athens, Greece. 153 people were taken hostage in a crisis that stretched across 17 tense days, with the world watching and praying. It was a sobering reminder that the world was still a dangerous place, even as we chased summer fun back home. And in the United States, a full-blown beverage rebellion was underway. After the disastrous launch of New Coke in April, Coca-Cola admitted defeat. And on June 23rd, the original formula returned, rebranded as Coca-Cola Classic. And just like that, a nation breathed a sugary, carbonated sigh of relief. Also in June, the Supreme Court issued a major ruling in New Jersey versus TLO, upholding the right of public school officials to search student property. Locker checks were no longer just an idle threat. Sports in June of 85 was electric. The Lakers and Celtics squared off in one of the most iconic NBA Finals matchups ever. And this time, it was the Lakers that would win. Game 6, June 9th. Magic Johnson was cool under pressure, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar turned back the clock. It was sweet revenge in the Boston Garden, the first time the Lakers ever beat the Celtics in a Finals series. In baseball, Pete Rose tied Ty Cobb's all-time hit record on June 11th, a milestone moment, even if the exact numbers would spark controversy years later. Over in the National League, the Cardinals were picking up steam, led by speedster Vince Coleman, who was already swiping bases like they were on sale. And in the College World Series, the Miami Hurricanes knocked off Texas to win it all, behind a dominant performance from pitcher Mike Loin. In pop culture, the screen was shifting again. VH1, Video Hits 1, officially launched on June 1st. Think of it as MTV's smooth jazz cousin. More Lionel Richie, less Twisted Sister. It catered to audiences more adult, but it still delivered iconic videos and major exposure for artists like Phil Collins, Whitney Houston, and Hall & Oates. On primetime TV, The Cosby Show finished its first season at the top of the Nielsen ratings. Cheers, Family Ties, and Night Court rounded out the NBC lineup that owned Thursday nights. And late night fans were staying up for David Letterman, still relatively new and delightfully weird with Velcro suits, awkward interviews, and offbeat brilliance. In science and tech, it was a month of milestones. On June 19th, the Soviet space program made headlines when the Venera 13 probe landed on Venus. It survived just long enough to send back haunting images before succumbing to 900-degree heat and crushing pressure. Here on Earth, Microsoft released a beta version of Windows 1.0, its first ever graphical operating system. A ripple in the tech world that would soon become a tidal wave. Also in the news, the AIDS crisis reached a new stage in visibility. Public service announcements were starting to air nationwide. The stigma remained, but so did the science, and more Americans were beginning to understand the scope of what was happening.
The doctor will see you now.
One night a year ago, Vanessa got high with some guy and forgot everything she learned about preventing AIDS. Now her life is the horror show. AIDS, another way drugs can kill.
If you have any questions about AIDS, or if you're worried about the risk factors of the disease, if you want information about AIDS, call 718-485-8111.
Meanwhile, on the home front, June felt like, well, June. Little League games, gas stations, sunglasses, ice cream melting before you made it back to the porch. The sound of cicadas, garden hoses, and distant crackle of a top 40 countdown. Families were off taping songs off the radio with fingers on the pause button, just trying to avoid the DJ talking over the intro. And if you were a comic strip fan, Calvin and Hobbes was hitting its stride in newspapers nationwide. By June, it was clear the boy and his tiger had something special going on. So let's call it what it was. June of 1985 gave us stories that made headlines, moments that made memories, and music that still lives in the back of our minds. We were chasing dreams, dodging sprinkler heads, and riding around without seatbelts. It was a summer with soul. And that's going to do it for this week's Fair Shake. Thanks so much to the sponsors. Couldn't do this show without them. Thanks to producer Chip, of course, for all the great work he does on the show, and Old School Mook for stopping by. Big thanks to Dr. Charles Sosofsky for being on the show. We'll look forward to talking to him anytime we have sports medicine questions, and our panel of 8-year-olds, wisdom beyond their years. But most importantly, thank you. There's a whole lot of things you could be doing on this Saturday, and we appreciate you giving us a fair shake. We'll talk to you next week, everybody. Oh.